Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I don't know where you live, but I'm in Chicago. And this time of the year, October, November, I tend to call it 50 Shades of Gray. Not like the book. It's the clouds in the sky. Every single day is gray and cloudy and rainy or cold. And I really miss the sun. Have you ever laid down on a bright sunny day and just looked up at the clouds and just kind of let your mind wander? Well, that same kind of thinking can help you improve your marketing results. So today I'm going to talk about how staring at clouds can improve your marketing. But not the clouds in the sky that are white and fluffy. These are the kind of clouds that are on the internet. And what I'm talking about are word clouds. So if you've never seen a word cloud, it's a collection of words from a series of texts. Could be an article, could be a web page, could be anything. And the words get bigger the more the word is mentioned. And a lot of times they're colored. So, you know, some colors are bright, some colors are darker. And depending on how you look at it, certain words will pop up at you. Now, I did an experiment this weekend. Since we're close to a presidential election, I put up two word clouds, and this was actually a graphic that I found that had both Biden's and Trump's inaugural speeches. And it had all of the words that they mentioned, and obviously the more they said them, the bigger the words were. And I asked people to look at them and give me the two words that popped out, one from each candidate. And as I went through all of the results, about 80% of the people saw different words. Now, obviously, people's political leanings, their expectations, maybe something they read or saw in the news that day might have changed the way they answered that question. So I think it can be the same when people are reading our marketing messages. Depending on their frame of mind or maybe what they just read, they may read them differently. So it could help us to know what our marketing messages are saying to people. And we could use a word cloud to do that. Now, I found two different word cloud tools, and these are easy to use. One is called wordclouds.com, and the other one is tagcrowd.com. Wordclouds.com allows you to import a URL, and then it gives you a lot of creativity. You can change the color themes, you can change the shapes, you can do a whole bunch of different things with it. And it can create some really cool graphics and different impressions of what you want to see. The other one is called tagcrowd.com. That's tagcrowd.com. And this one is a lot more simplified. Yes, it gives you the ability to import a URL, but it will also allow you to limit the words shown. So you could say, show me just the top 20 or 25 or maybe all the way to 100. So you have the ability with these two different tools to look at different URLs and see what words are popping up. So the first thing I'd like you to do before you utilize these tools is answer five core questions. And these five questions are about what messages you want to get across to your audience. So the first question you want to answer is, who do you serve? Or who is this message for? Who is the avatar? What is the special thing that you want to get across to that particular person? So you can use the word you, but if you use a very specific term, like operations manager or salesman or something along that line, it's going to resonate more with the people who specifically are in those positions. The next question you want to ask is, what problem do they have? What's the thing keeping them up at night? What's on their mind? Can they resonate with the idea that you're trying to get across? The next thing you have to ask is, why is that a problem for them? Can you define the specifics behind why it's a problem in their world? And do they even recognize that problem? Do you have to let them know it is a problem? So they have to understand and feel emotionally connected to what it is that you're saying. The next thing you want to get across is, how can you or they solve that problem? Is there a way to actually correct for it? Or is there a tool or technique that will help them understand why they have that problem and what they can do about it? And then finally, you want to define what the end result or the outcome will be if that problem is solved. So once you start to define all of these together, you now have a concept of what messages that you want to get across. And from that, if you can put that into a paragraph, you can word cloud it and have it show you the keywords that you need to be looking for. So what else can you do with these word clouds? Well, you could try putting in a URL from your website. What is it saying? What words are sticking out to you? Chances are, they're sticking out to all your readers. You could put in a blog post. Maybe it's a new blog post that you've written. Or think about taking an old blog post and putting it in there and then seeing if you can maybe massage and update that with the keywords or the things that you found from those five questions I mentioned earlier. How about putting in a competitor's webpage? What does theirs say? What does yours say? Are keywords popping on either that resonate better towards your audience and the message you're trying to get across? What about an article that maybe you've read? You can add the URL to the word cloud and see what words pop out to you. Are there certain emotional trigger words that are standing out, that are resonating with you? Would those resonate with your audience? So give those tools a try and see what results you get. It's not only interesting, it's fun. And there's lots of different ways that you can use word clouds to help you see the keywords that are sticking out. So get your head out of the clouds and get them onto the web and start looking at the different ways that words can be used to help you improvise and improve your marketing messages. So if you like this episode, please share it with your friends on your favorite social media platform. Also, think about giving us a review on iTunes. That always helps. And if you have any questions or ideas for topics, please send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.